Rich, Quaker Farms.
Yeah, it was the back stairway that came down from the parking garage. You could either take an escalator down from the parking garage or the rear steps.
This is sneaking into the New Haven Coliseum.
Yes, we would we'd go up to the parking garage, come down the rear. It was basically a fire escape set of stairs, and they were caged in. So you had to jump, climb up the cage, jump over, climb back down the cage, and then drop about 10 feet to the roof. After that, you had to run about.
Now, when you're doing this climbing and dropping, is there a danger if you fall?
Not yet, there is. Not yet.
Okay, there's more.
Okay, that comes
more
later.
Coming. Okay, gotcha. Right.
So now you had to run as fast as you could up like a 45-degree angled part of the roof, and at the top of that angle was about a 4-inch pipe that ran horizontally.
So you had to run up that, because if you didn't, you would just, the gravity would win.
No, gravity would just pull you back down to the flat part of the roof.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You really had to get a good running start to get up this angle.
Right.
So when you got up there, you grabbed onto the pipe and walked along the angled roof and held onto the pipe. But at one point, the angle roof ended. Now you're 90-foot straight drop to the ground, and you had to, you know, crawl along, you know, just with your hands like monkey bars. Then when you got to the end of the pipe, you had to swing one leg up over the pipe. And there was a ledge there that had, like, the fiberglass roofing.
Okay, let's stop here for a second.
Already I'm out.
Tickets were, like, $6.50
right.
Then.
Exactly. You're going to risk plummeting to your death.
Yeah, I'll
over
pay the $6.50.
I'll give you 12.
Wow. This is, yeah, first of all, who figured all of this out?
A buddy of mine said he did, and he goes, come on, Kansas is playing. We're going to go sneak in. So I said, all right, let's go check it out.
Was it Kansas at 38 Special?
I can't remember if it was Kansas.
Yeah, I was there at that one, yeah.
But you paid for your tickets.
I paid.
This is like 76, 77 when we were doing it. But anyway, once you got that leg up over that pipe, now you had that fiberglass wavy roofing that was right behind the top seats that were up by the ceiling. So somebody broke it, so you had to just open it up and slide in and boom, sit right at one of the first seats that you came to and just sit there for a minute. Then we just work our way down, And back in those days, nobody really broke your stones about seeing your ticket. You know how many shows we snuck into when we ended up in the front row and we snuck in? It was great.
Yeah, that was a time where you could just kind of walk down front.
Yeah.
It was fine.
I can't imagine actually sitting in those seats right there, because someone may come out of the roof and land on you. You know,
let me tell you, there were probably 40, 50 people in line on those steps. It was like the immigrants coming over the border. You should have seen how everybody was running.
I was going to say, it sounds easier to get into America than it did the New Haven Coliseum, but yet people did it.
Your own VIP entrance.
But like you guys said, you know, tickets are $6.50, $7.50, and $9. Why just save your lunch money and go in safely, you know?
Right.
You know, when you're 17, you're going to live forever. We all know that.
Plus, there's the thrill of it.
Yeah, you know, the thrill of it was what was cool. So anyway, my mother didn't believe it when I told her, so she was taking my little brother to the circus there on a Saturday.
The mom did it?
I'm going to sneak in, Ma. So I snuck in, and I walked down behind her chair and tapped her on the shoulder.
Wow.
And she said, I'm so proud of you, I think.
I know, but they were good.
How many people do you think were sneaking in for a show?
Oh, God.
Like, were you waiting in line to go on the pipe?
The line went up the steps to the parking garage, and everybody just, you know, a couple of guys at a time would crawl over the gate and the fence and jump down onto the roof. And we were like locusts. We hit that place hard.
Does anybody, 30... did anybody ever like slip off the pipe and go down?
Well, there was only one death that we know of.
Yeah.
Was at the Ozzy show. Someone fell off or whatever off the parking garage.
Yeah.
No, this was when you could see the people standing in the front door waiting to get in when you were crawling along this pipe, probably 90 feet down. It was scary.
Yeah.
Man.
Don't look down. Just keep moving. Make sure you get a good grip. Yeah, don't eat potato chips beforehand.
Did we put you on the phone with Jimmy Koplik yet?
What'd you say?
Did we put you on the phone with Jimmy Koplik a while ago?
No, don't do that. I'm not going to rat myself out to him.
I guess no.
No, that'd be funny. Come on. Hold on a second.
He's like, I'll go.
Boston John?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So, I got backstage for a Tom Petty concert at the Hartford Coliseum. The tunnel that goes from underneath the stairs there, the seats, I hung off of that and dropped down behind backstage right as the lights were going down after their first set. Tom Petty walks right by me and I gave him a high five. I was like, good set, man. And I sat back there for the rest of the show.
Wow.
You're like Forrest Gump.
Seriously.
Like, you've done it all.
Right. Hey, what can I say? You only live once.
That's right.
Might as well have a good time.
Good for you.
Yep,
that's right.
Write a book someday.
All right, real quick. Thank you, John. Mike, the security guard.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. What's your story?
So I was a security guard at the New Haven Coliseum.
Nice job, by the way.
really plugged that hole.
Yeah.
And I never knew about the hole, but, hey, you didn't even need to do that. We used to, as security guards, we were also the ticket takers, and we would just let our friends in.
Wow.
So come up, and even friends, even people we didn't know, as long as they knew our name, they'd come up and like, hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm like, hey, good, come on in.
No wonder that place went out of business.
Charlie and Shelton, which concert was it?
Grateful Dead, 1978.
Huh. Ooh. Was that hard, or was everybody stoned?
Well, seriously.
I was like, hey, man, come on in.
I'm a dragon, dude.
It actually was a secondary one, and I know Jimmy Koplik remembers this one, and I'm incognito. I'm really not Chaz from Shelton.
Okay.
I don't want him to find out. What we did is, it was a concert that was canceled. I know that Jimmy was there. They let everybody into the concert, so we all went in, tore our tickets in half, threw it in the container, and we all walked in. When they had to cancel the concert because Jerry Garcia was sick, Jimmy came out and canceled the concert and everything. So they were prepared, and what they did is when they canceled the concert, it was bedlam. Everybody was running out all over the place. But what they did is they took the containers with all those half tickets and they slid them off to the side. So as we were all, me and my, 10 of my friends, were running out the door, I reached over, put my hand into the container, and pulled out 42 tickets.
Wow. Not that you counted.
That's a good move. That's smart.
And what we did is there was nothing to do. Actually, we ended up going to Pepe's because the concert was canceled. But now we had all the make-good tickets, and I gave them all out to my friends, and we ended up third row on the floor when they rescheduled the concert. I forget how long after, but it was there, and we all got in and had much better tickets. We were in the nosebleeds, and now we're in the third row when they rescheduled the Grateful Dead concert.
Damn.
All right, so get the $8.50 tickets instead of the $6 tickets.
And I'm incognito because I don't want Jimmy to ever found out. I know he's mentioned that concert on your show in the past, that it was crazy that he had to come out. They were going to start late. We're like, well, how come the concert hasn't started? And then Jimmy came out. I remember it clearly. Came out on the stage. Oh, man, we have to cancel the concert. Jerry's sick and in the hospital. And it was bedlam when they canceled it.
Yeah, I remember Jimmy telling that story. And it's like, by the time we found out that, you know, everyone out in the audience had dropped their acid.
Yep.
So it was a problem.
Yeah,
That's the case.
And they were actually good about it. There was a lot of cops there. They knew they were going to do it. So there was a lot of cops there. They kind of moved all those containers that contained those half tickets. They slid them out of the way. They made sure it was clear to go to the doors and up those, you know, that stairway to heaven, those elevators, the escalators were huge.
It was a nightmare, yeah.
What they should have done is, since everybody's already wasted, is say, and that was our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Make everybody think they saw it.
Yeah.
Oh my,
or just put some, like, dancing skeletons out there.
That was a great show.
Yeah. Well, it was back in the day when you could throw frisbees and the beach balls and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
right. Across the Coliseum,
all the fun stuff.
You know, none of this could happen anymore. You can't get the beach balls in or the frisbees, and they're electronic tickets now.
Well, it's funny because the Grateful Dead let people record.
Yeah.
And the systems that people got in. I remember the first and only Grateful Dead show I went to. I'm looking down at the first couple of rows.
Uh-huh.
It was one guy. First of all, they had mic booms. They had two mics for stereo. They had gear. But one guy walked in with crutches, and he used his crutches as mic stands. He had a mic on each one up in the air.
Ingenious.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes. Jazz, I was going to mention that next. There was a guy who had crutches, and he would boom them up, and he had the mic on the top of the crutches in the New Haven Coliseum.
Yeah.
He was there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably has the best bootlegs of the Dead. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Right. Bye.
How'd you break your leg? I got caught bootlegging. I'm broken.
Amy in Fairfield.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You snuck into a show?
Yes, I was underage, and I snuck into a George Thorogood show.
Where?
At Toad's Place.
Oh, not easy. How'd you do that?
I don't know. I just kind of, I guess maybe like I looked a little older, or maybe they thought I was good looking. So, you know, I sneak in with my date. Yeah, I sneak in with my date, and then I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm downstairs looking for the bathroom, and this guy taps me on the shoulder and says, "You, get in here." And now, of course, I'm totally panicked because I'm thinking I'm busted. And it turned out it was, you know, inviting me backstage. So I spent the whole concert basically backstage with everyone except my date, and I ditched him.
That's pretty, well, sorry for the date, but yeah, sounds really like a pretty good night.
Actually, it was a really good night because I went from thinking like, oh, my God, I'm going to, because at the time I had a midnight curfew. I had a strict parent, but right. Yeah, it was pretty funny because I really thought for sure I was busted for you know, sneaking into the concert and not being 21. And the whole time it was because they wanted to party with me.
One of the one of the ways that people would sneak into Toad's place is you'd have a friend who bought a ticket, go in, and then you'd stand near that side door.
Okay.
That's kind of like in that little alley.
Okay, yes.
And then your friend would just pop the door.
Right.
The problem was the light would change because there was a light out in the alley.
Uh-huh.
And you had to time it where no one was looking. And Tank was, you know, you'll see him down there now, but he was a whole different level back then. He could pick up a car and throw it into Aunt Sonia.
I think he still can.
But I've seen him just push people out that door, just like four people. Goodbye.
It's going
bye bye.
More like
but I have a ticket. Man, I don't care.
Yeah. No, you're out. Nah, you're all out.
Too late. Tank don't care.
Too late.
Thank you, Amy. Michelle in Hamden, you snuck into a show. Which one?
Well, I didn't really sneak into the show. I was already in the show, and we snuck up.
You snuck up?
Oh, you upgraded your own tickets.
Yeah, so we were in Van Halen, just the one, the last show.
Can I tell you, I'm not a fan of you people. Yeah.
You're not?
No, the people who who just grab seats that are empty.
Yep, you're not seat fillers.
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan of that either. My boyfriend does this all the time. My anxiety goes out the roof, and I hate it. So we were at Van Halen, and we had lawn seats, and it started to drain. So I kind of ran down the hill a little, fell, and literally broke my butt, and I was hurting real bad.
Right.
So my boyfriend's like, come on, we're going to sneak down front. I'm like, come on, I don't like to do this. He's like, no, come on, we're going to sneak down front. I'm like, all right, whatever. So we go inside, and we go through the thing, and we go down, and he has a knack, and we get by every checkpoint, and we ended up, like, fifth row center.
Wow.
So we're sitting fifth row center, like, about towards the end, and we're people start coming in, and it's actually you and AJ and the whole morning crew, and Pam was there and Phil, and we're like, oh, my God, we're sitting in their seats, and we started freaking out. So you guys all went past us, and you're literally sitting right next to us, and I don't know what happened. A little bit further down the show, you guys all got up, and we're like, all right, we know they ain't coming back. So we slid over, and we sat in your guys' seats.
This is all true.
Halen show.
Wow. That's unbelievable, really. I was thinking about that show last night and thinking about leaving early.
Yep.
You know what I want? I want that concert ticket.
Yeah.
It says Chaz and AJ present Van Halen.
Right.
And I'm digging everywhere. I gave my tickets to a coworker.
Yeah.
So they could upgrade.
Yeah, I know I have mine somewhere. I'm looking for
it. Do you have your ticket, Michelle?
I probably do somewhere. I always save all my tickets. So right. I know I have it somewhere.
I'm looking for and willing to buy a ticket for that show.
Ooh.
Because it has our name on it and Van Halen on it.
Yeah, we present it.
Oh.
This is a great story, yes. Michelle. Thank you. That's pretty cool.
You're welcome.
See, now I don't mind you